Dreams of Awakening. Use lucid dreaming to rewire your brain while you sleep. Written and read by Charlie Morley. Foreword. Buddhist meditation is ultimately about liberating the mind from illusion and self-deception. To this end, it is necessary to train the mind and develop kindness, compassion, and wisdom. The dreaming mind is fertile ground for developing these qualities. In the Tibetan tradition, the refined discipline of dream yoga has been practiced for 1,000 years, and as one of the famous 6 yogas of Naropa, it is an important element of our intensive 4-year retreats at Samaling Monastery. The stability of the lucid dream is the foundation of dream yoga. In Dreams of Awakening, Charlie Morley is offering a useful, practical synthesis of both Western and Tibetan Buddhist approaches to dream work, and the Western methods of inducing lucid dreams are a significant support for anyone wishing to engage in the practice of dream yoga in the future. I am one of Charlie's teachers and have a strong connection with him. Through this, I have confidence in his honest simplicity and trust his methods. His clarity, humility, and humanity make it easier for people to understand his presentation of the deep and important subject of lucid dreaming. And I am satisfied that people who study this book and attend his courses can trust him. Charlie's approach is particularly valuable because he's offering methods of working with dreaming that will help people in societies where relevant methods have until now been lacking. It's now over 10 years since Dreams of Awakening was first published, and I hope this new edition will continue to help people with an interest in learning more about lucid dreaming and the benefits this can bring to their lives. I recommend this book to anyone who wishes to benefit from living a more awakened life. Lama Yeshe Losol Rinpoche, Chairman of the Rokpa Trust, Abbot of Kagyu Samaling, and Executive Director of the Holy Isle Project. Introduction. In 1881, the American astronomer E.E. Barnard discovered a new galaxy. At the time, it wasn't recognized as a galaxy, because the notion of multiple galaxies was deemed ridiculous. There was only one galaxy, ours. The Milky Way was the entire universe. A couple of decades into the 20th century, it was finally conceded that there could be up to 12 galaxies, although many people still thought this impossible. We now know that there are over 100 billion galaxies just in the tiny section of the universe that we know about. From one galaxy to 100 billion galaxies in one lifetime. And we dare to think that something doesn't exist simply because we haven't seen it yet. Lord Kelvin, the Nobel laureate 15 years before Einstein, told his university students not to study postgraduate physics because there was nothing left to discover. He thought they had nailed it already. And then, a decade or so later, came relativity and quantum mechanics. Oops. We humans have got form when it comes to dismissing that which we are yet to discover. And so it was with lucid dreaming until relatively recently. But now, lucid dreaming is not only accepted as a scientifically verifiable phenomenon, it has actually been described by Professor Matthew Walker in his book Why We Sleep as the next step in human evolution. In fact, Walker joked in a podcast recently, "We don't need to be worried about AI. We need to be worried about lucid dreamers becoming the next super race of humanity." The world has changed so much since 2013, when I wrote the first edition of this book. Smartphones are in every pocket. Gender is no longer seen as binary. Instagram, Tinder, and TikTok happened. World peace didn't. AI is here to stay, and so are UFOs. Oh, and I turned 40. So it was with the eyes of early middle age that I read back over what I wrote in my late 20s. And, with the discernment that the newly grey hairs on my head have given me, cut entire sections and added whole new chapters. We needed to keep the word count pretty much the same as the first edition, so I removed a lot of the less important parts to make way for the new stuff. You'll be able to find most of the cut sections in PDF format on my website, though. The book has been fully revised, restructured, and rewritten. And although it keeps the same title, it really is quite different from the original. Some of the techniques that were barely mentioned in the first edition take center stage now, due to 15 years of teaching experience proving their effectiveness. The new sections on PTSD treatment, inner child work, and using lucid dreaming for depression and grief were missing from the first edition, simply because I wasn't aware that they were possible 10 years ago. Using the same three-part structure of ground, path, and germination, my aim is to offer a map based on almost 25 years of lucid dreaming experience that, if followed, will allow the recognition of the dream state to become the recognition of your mind's true potential. After a solid grounding in the history, context, and benefits of lucid dreaming within both Western and Buddhist traditions, we'll set off down the path of learning how to be mindfully aware in our dreams and sleep. Then, finally, we'll explore the germination of the practice, journey into the frontier lands, and see just how deep the rabbit hole goes. The journey won't be just in listening to this book, but in where it will inspire you to go. So, let's set off on the road to dreams of awakening. Part 1. Ground. Chapter 1. The Basics. Let us learn to dream, and then we may perhaps find the truth. Friedrich Kekulé. Lucid dreaming is magical and misunderstood in equal measure. That's why it's useful to have a stable ground of understanding before applying the practice. So, let's prepare our ground, weed out the facts from the fiction, and open our minds to the limitless potential of the field before us. What is a lucid dream? To start by clarifying terms, a lucid dream is a dream in which we are actively aware that we are dreaming as the dream is happening. From a psychological point of view, a lucid dream could be described as the reactivation of self-reflective awareness within the previously non-aware REM dreaming sleep state. But don't be deceived by this dry definition. Lucid dreams are commonly described as among the most thrilling experiences to be had. A fully lucid dream isn't a hazy, imprecise phantasmagoria, but a full-color, high-definition, and hyper-realistic experience. It can profoundly reconfigure our perception of reality. Once we become lucid, we don't wake up. We're still sound asleep. But parts of our brain become reactivated, the right dorsolateral prefrontal cortex primarily, allowing us to experience the dream state consciously and choose what we want to do in it. We can now direct the dream at will. Once lucid, we're not half awake, half asleep. We're not just having a very vivid dream, and we're not having an out-of-body experience, sometimes called astral projection. We're simply conscious and aware while in REM dreaming sleep. About 55% of people report having had a lucid dream at least once in their lives, and only 23% report having them monthly. But lucid dreaming is a learnable skill, and my job is to teach you how. From a Buddhist perspective, lucid dreaming is seen as a form of mind training, in which we learn to consciously recognize our dreams as a way to train our mind to be more awake and aware and kinder in everyday life. To dream lucidly is to live lucidly, to wake up to life. The term lucid dream was supposedly coined by Frederik van Eeden, a Dutch psychiatrist, over 100 years ago, but is misleading. My workshop participants sometimes describe a particularly intense, vivid dream they have had, and ask whether this could be classified as a lucid dream. My answer is always that if you have to ask whether a dream was lucid, it probably wasn't. When you've had a fully lucid dream, you won't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?